What a treat having both coordinators on Vikings game plan. We thank Norv Turner and George Edwards for joining us. And now we have the Xfinity player breakdown. It is one of the hottest defensive ends in the National Football League. His name is Everson Griffen. He had three sacks against the Buffalo Bills. Thanks for joining Vikings
Game
Plan.
Thanks for having me here.
Sorry about the outcome. How's the 2-5 treating you so far?
It's tough. We are a better team than how we've been playing, and you know, we just got to finish and, you know, just win the games when it's supposed to be won. You know, just finish. That's our biggest thing right now.
When you have a three sack performance like you had last week, is it a tempo thing for you? Or are you like in a zone, or is it like the team you're going against and it's just all working well?
We had a great scheme going to that game. We knew the protection. We knew where we were going to hit them. And, you know, and just sticking to your rush plan, you know, I got a bunch of good defensive linemen that I play with. And without them, some of the sacks I had wouldn't be possible because they're flushing them to me. And, you know, Sharif, we run a tech stunt and I come free. So, you know, it's a combination of great scheme, you know, great defensive linemen that I play with, and, you know, just having a rush plan to stick with it.
That's the play we saw earlier with defensive coordinator George Edwards. Everson has 9.5 sacks in the last 9 games. That's most during that time amongst players in the National Football League. What's clicking so well for you?
You know, like I've been telling people that, you know, this is my first year starting. So just getting adjusted to taking a full-time load, you know, playing 60-plus snaps a game, you know, a weekend. Just allowing myself just to stay in the zone and stay focused. And, you know, bad plays are going to happen, but just overcome them and, you know, and keep on pushing because it's a 60-minute game, 4 quarters. So you just got to keep on pushing to the very end and sticking with your rest plan.
You got a new deal into the season. What kind of pressure did that put on you?
A lot, man. You know, this is my job. This is what I do for a living, and I love what I do, you know. But when you go out and perform and have good games, you know, and it really makes you feel good. But the downside of that is losing, you know. I can have 3 sacks each and every week, but if we lose, it's no fun. We just got to keep on fighting, and, you know, and we're going to prove a lot of people wrong still. It's still early in the season, you know. We at the halfway mark, and we just got to keep on fighting and keep on working together as a team.
Do you feel you've become more of a complete defensive end, good pass rusher? You drop into coverage sometimes too, and what about your game against the run?
It's coming, you know. I'm not where I want to be just yet, you know. I'm still learning the game, still learning how to take the full load, and just still learning just the game of football, the schemes, the protection, you know, just studying more, breaking down a guy I'm playing against. But yeah, man, I feel like it's coming, and, you know, it's always room for improvement.
Everson also is a vocal leader, not only of the defense, but of the team. Do you embrace that role, and do you feel that you are a natural leader where people follow you?
Yes, I do. I feel, you know, I'm a type of leader that is going to lead, you know, go out there, work hard each and every day, be on time, you know, listen to what the coaches got to say and apply it on the field, you know, and just try to lead the guys that way. And, you know, we have great leaders, Chad Greenway, Brian Robertson, John Sullivan, Phil, you know, all the guys. We just need to take over and hold everybody to a higher standard because that's how good we could be. So we just got to keep on fighting and keep on playing together and having fun, and we're going to have a great outcome.
I know stability off the field is very important to you. You have a child. How important is that to you, and how does it stabilize your professional life?
Oh, man, just, you know, staying at home, watching him, being with my wife, and just, you know, not going out, and just having a family and, you know, working for them. You know, I do this because I love the game of football, but, you know, I got to provide for my family, and I try to come out and do it each and every day to give them the best life possible.